house is not just in itself, but the glory and the honor goes to the one who builds it. Now remember, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will never prevail against it. Amen. Every house, he said, is builded by some man or built by some man. So Moses was employed by God. If you read Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, he said, he showed him a pattern of the tabernacle in heaven. And he said, see to it that you build this temple or tabernacle according to the pattern which I showed thee on the mount. Moses had a master plan. Moses had a vision, amen, to build a house and for God to worship, for God to be worshipped. But Moses was a product of God. Therefore, the glory of Moses in all his ministry was the Almighty God. The glory and honor goes to God. And everything that God can allow us to achieve in this life, we can't take glory for it. We always glorify God. Amen. And so here, the glory of Moses was Christ in Moses. The glory of Solomon was Christ in Solomon. The glory of Joseph was Christ in Joseph. The glory of David was Christ in David. The prophet of God preached a message. He said, Christ is identified the same throughout all generations. So every house gives the glory back to the one who built it. All things are made by God, and that is why all the honor and the glory shall go back to God. Amen. No matter what God has done for you, no matter what God has given you, amen, the glory should always go back to God. The scripture says that Christ is a son over his own house, and the church of the living God is the house of God. Remember, he said, I will build my church. Amen. The church of the living God is the house of God, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And the glory of the bride is Christ in her. The prophet was speaking about the right hand of God in the seven church ages, he said. He was speaking about the messengers, he said. This signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind his messengers to every age. They go forth in the fire and power of the Holy Ghost with the word. They are stars because they reflect the light. The light they reflect is his light. They have no light of their own. They kindle not their own fires that men may walk in the light of their own sparks. Isaiah 50:11. It is night, for that is when stars come out. It is the night of the blackness of sin, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The seven messengers are making God known, to the people. He that receiveth them, receiveth him that sent them. John 13, verse 20. They speak and act upon his authority, and he speaks behind them with all the power of the Godhead. So when God sends a messenger, God that sends them goes into them. Can we say amen? Amen. God came into the apostles. That is why Paul said, the life that I live, it is no longer I that live it, but Christ that is living in me. The beauty of the church is the character of the people. Christ. We are not of our own, but we are bought with a price. Praise the name of the Lord. We are here to reflect him. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 10 to 11, John was speaking about our city, Jerusalem. He was carried away in the spirit to a great high mountain. And he said, he showed him the great city, which is the bride, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like jasper and like crystal. So we find out that his light becomes her light. Jesus, when he came, he said, I am the light of the world. Amen. A city that is on the mountain cannot be hid. And we see that in the end time, the Bible says it shall be light about the evening time. So the light, his light has become our light. In the message, the rising of the sun, he said, as he being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it is part of him. And it can only be the manifestations of the fulfillment of all the revelations any other has spoke of the bride. It can only manifest. If it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride. Because she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. She is him. As a man and a woman are one, and the woman taken from his side, she had taken a spirit, the feminine spirit from him, the flesh from his side. Both mechanics and dynamics, the wife, the spirit of him and the flesh of him put together made mechanics and dynamics. That's the church of the living God. Amen. Eve was taken out from Adam. Eve was a product of Adam. Eve was an extension of Adam. Amen. So when God brought them together, it's the half of Adam coming back into a union, making them one. Amen. In the church age, he said, he is the one that walked in the midst of the golden candlesticks. How meaningful are those words when viewed in the light of the scripture, which describe him as Christ, who is our life. So our life, we don't live a life of our own, but the life we live is the life of Christ. For Christ indeed is the life of the church. She has no other life. Without him, she's simply a religious society, a club, a meaningless gathering of people. Without Christ in us, we'll be a meaningless gathering of people. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We are limited without him. We will fail without him. Without him, we are defeated. But with him, we can subdue the power of the enemy. Christ is the high priest of his own house. Praise the name of the Lord. And he intercedes for his own. He prays for his own. That makes this New Testament priesthood that we read about different from the Old Testament priesthood. It's a very superior priesthood, and he did not commit the work of intercession to any man but to himself. The Bible says that he is the high priest of our confession. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, Brother Branham said in Ephesian church age, now you'll notice Jesus is walking alone in the midst of his churches. There is no one else with him. Neither indeed can there be, for he alone wrought her salvation. And having purchased her with his own blood, his own, he owns her. He is our Lord and Master. She gives him all the glory, and that glory he will not share with another. That is why no bishop, no man, no preacher can share, amen, amen, take the glory of God. He said, my glory I share with no man. No man died for you. Brother Branham never died for us. Jesus died for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's only a messenger that came, amen, to bring us back to Christ, who is the Word. When Eliezer went to look for a bride for Isaac, Eliezer was only a messenger. Hallelujah. Amen. To look for a bride for Isaac. And when she got the bride, I mean, when he got the bride and he brought him, I mean, her to Isaac, he said, now I must decrease so that he can increase. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we see that he alone must or should receive the glory. No pope can take that glory. No bishop can take that glory. But he himself, because he died for you and for me. Amen. Now, let's look at this thought on this New Testament prayer. The bride is his wife. And he is also interceding for her. Praise the Lord. Amen. The husband is the high priest. Therefore, the priesthood is different from the Aaronic priesthood. Aaron was interceding for God's people, Israel, but he did not own Israel. in the Old Testament. Israel never belonged to Aaron. He was only interceding for them. Aaron was the high priest. He put on the breastplate of the breastplate and enter into the tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies, in the presence of the Shekinah glory with blood and intercede for Israel as a nation. But that was not the nation of Aaron. It was only employed by God. Yet when Aaron interceded, God honored the work of Aaron. But here the high priest himself is the one who owns the people. He is the one that is interceding for the bride. That's the difference. It is not like the Aaronic priesthood. The high priest is the one that owns the people. That is why the Bible says Christ is a priest over as a son over his own house. Amen. In the message here, he said, I'm glad he turned our eyes from Moses. What could the Lord do for you? The Bible says, no man is saved by the law. No matter how good you are, no matter how good you live, you can't be saved by the law. It is by grace are you saved, not of your own, but it is God's goodness to you. The law was a policeman. The law put you in jail. But the law had no redemption to bring you out. Christ has redemption. The law says you are a sinner. Christ said, I came to save you. I'm glad he turned his head from the law. Praise the name of the Lord. We can go to heaven by our good works. You can't pay your way to heaven. We are saved by grace. Amen. And by grace alone. So we see that Jesus Christ is the high priest here of his own church. It is his people. It is his bride. It is his wife. It is his building. It is his habitation. Then he goes ahead to intercede for his own people. Amen. We belong to him. He intercedes for us as an intercessor. That is why in Brother Branham's ministry, after the opening of the word, Brother Branham could now tell us certain things. Amen. He spoke about justification. And it wasn't even William Branham, but it was Christ in William Branham speaking to us in the end time. He said, now your old book is gone with your old union. Now your name in your old has been transferred. Now you say, do you mean to tell me that my old book, God put it in the seal of his forgetfulness? You stand perfectly before God. The prophet of God is saying that maybe when you see me, when you look at me, you may see many errors. You may see shortcomings and mistakes. I may make mistakes in the flesh. But there's an atonement for the bride. The prophet is saying that before God, the bride is perfect. Why? Because Christ, who is the high priest, he's the one that is interceding for you and for me. It is not your righteousness. It is not what you can do. It is not what I have done, but it is what he has already done at Calvary. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So here he said, now your name is in the new book. Not the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life. What the Lamb redeemed. Not the old book of your natural union, but your new bride. Hallelujah. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life. Your marriage certificate. Hallelujah. Where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes a hold. Now you are not only forgiven, but you are justified. Glory justified. Romans 5:1 said, therefore, being justified by faith. Look up the word. The word don't mean forgiven. The word means justified. It don't mean that you are forgiven, the prophet said. For instance, you heard that I got drunk and done some evil things and everything. Then you came around and said to me, you find out that I didn't do them. Then you come around and say, Brother Branham, I forgive you. Forgive me? I didn't do it at the first place, see? Now, if I did do it, I'm guilty. But you could forgive me and I wouldn't be guilty. But yet, I'm not justified because I actually done it. But the word justify is as though you never done it. Amen. It is not even regarded at all. How is it done? In God's book of the sea of forgetfulness, your old marriage is divorced and dead. It is not even in the memories of God. What we were when we were drug addicts, liars, drunkards, God doesn't even remember that. Praise the name of the Lord. He has forgiven you. And in the end time, he said, you are justified. Praise the name of the Lord. There's an atonement for you. There's an atonement for the bride. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the high priest of his own house. He's the one that is interceding for his bride. And by the bleeding word, by the blood of the Lamb, he's now saying that, he said, you never even done it in the first place. You didn't do it. It is no fault of your own. By your natural birth, you come after Eve who committed adultery. That's the reason you was born an adulteress. You are a sinner to begin with. You was deceived into it. No, it ain't your fault. Amen. We came to the world speaking lies. It wasn't our fault. We were born with the nature of sin. But by grace we are saved. God came down and offered his grace. He died for you and for me at Calvary. And we accepted the grace of God. Amen. And the blood, Brother Branham said, is standing between you and God. It doesn't even see you. He hears you through the blood. He doesn't see your mistake. Praise the Lord. We are justified. He's the high priest of our confession. Now, he said, you never did it because the little germ that was in you was to be you. Before the foundation of the world, God put your name in the Lamb's book of life. There is a predestinated seed that was in you. And when you are coming on earth, some were predestinated to be born in the States, some India, some Africa, some, you know, different part of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But the real you or the real me is not this flesh. The real you is not our flesh. The real you is the germ of God that is in you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That is what God looks at. This body is sinful. Paul said, I bring it under subjection every day. Sometimes you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do. You say things that you don't want to say, and as soon as you say that or you do things, then the chain of God in you, in something in you, condemns you. But you go under the blood of Jesus Christ because you know there is an atonement. Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Satan will always want to point you to your past. So he said, you cannot be driving and be looking at a rear view mirror. You will crash. We have to accept the word of God. We have to accept what God says, who God says we are. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The prophet of God was speaking about Job here. He said, you see, when a man or a person has once really come in contact with God, with a genuine revealed faith that God is, there is nothing, no time, nowhere can ever separate that man from his God. Nothing can separate you. Sometimes you get discouraged. You don't want to come to church. Sometimes you say, well, I'm not going to serve you anymore. But after a while, something in you pulls you back to the house of God. Because there is something that God has placed within you. Can we say amen? The cause that we are in is an irreversible cause. We can't go back. We can't help ourselves. We are what we are by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. The prophet of God said, I believe it was Paul who said, there is no strife, no hunger, no perils, neither living creatures or death or anything that can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. You are securely anchored in him because you were ordained to that life. Amen. We were predestined to believe the message. No man can come except the Father draws him. Somewhere, somehow, amen, God will make a way for you, if you are a seed of God, to come in contact with the light. He knows how to bring his people. But Abraham said, but Satan, though he could twist him around, speaking about Job, a little bit, and cuff him up and make him do it. But you see, Job, with his perfect revelation of God, and who God was and how God loved him, he waited. No matter what circumstance he was, he waited for his faith to be confirmed because he had grip on God, a revelation that I spoke of last night. Now, he said, when the sick people that is in the building, the crippled people, or you that have a need of God, when you can get that type of revelation that you are justified, when you are actually justified in asking the thing that you are asking for and believe that, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God is not sitting in heaven now, amen, amen, being intimidated or maybe being afraid that you, whether you'll be lost or not. God knows those who are his. The Bible says the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Those whom the Father has given me have lost none. No man can pluck them out of his hands. We may have ups and downs. We may have, you know, different situations. But we have an high priest. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is interceding for you and for me. He did not give that work of intercession to a bishop. But he is the high priest of our confession. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That should give us an assurance, security, to know that our husband, our bridegroom, is our high priest. Our judge is our attorney. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Paul, now we are the bride of Jesus, and being members of the bride, there is no power that can pluck us out of his hands. We are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. Before he started interceding for us, Jesus, we were already secure in him. Do you believe that? He chose you not today, but before the foundation of the world. Before he became our high priest to intercede for you, he had already chosen you. We came from God, we are going back to God. And only that which was in God will go back to God. Before he intercedes for you, before he prays for you, you are already secure in his hands. You are protected and safe in the hands of Jesus. Paul in Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? So there's a possibility that you may go through tribulation. There's a possibility that you might go through famine. You might go through difficulties. But all of those challenges cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as a sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. We are not only conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. No matter what happened, there is a bride, and the bride is secure. Hallelujah. The devil cannot take any of God's children. He may try you. He may throw things at you like he did to Job. But, amen, at the end of it all, Job came out of it all because God was, amen, amen, with him. Paul said, I am persuaded, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. I don't know what you are facing, but God knows. No matter the challenges that you have now, nothing can take you from the hands of God. Why? Because God, our Savior, is our Redeemer.
Our husband is our intercessor. He's the one that is interceding. Amen. Imagine this is his house. If you are building a house, if you are a contractor and you are building a house, and I'm sure that you make sure that you build the best. You use the best material. So Christ has made sure, or will make sure, that his bride is protected. That is why he said no man can pluck them out of his hands. And Paul is saying that I am persuaded, I am convinced that neither death, Brother Branham said, not even in death are you defeated. It's a death, amen. Death is just like a transportation that takes you into the presence of God. It is a door, hallelujah. True. Our loss is heaven's gain. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I die tomorrow, is heaven's gain. Praise the name of the Lord. So he's saying that no power, no devil, no situation, no poverty, no matter how the economy goes bad, we are still secure in the hands of Jesus Christ. No matter what happened, we cannot even put our hope in the government today. We cannot put our hope in the economy. We cannot put our hope in our bank accounts. We cannot put our hope in the things that we own. Everything is falling apart. The only hope that we have is Jesus Christ. And Jesus will take care of you. He is your high priest, hallelujah, of your confession. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he said, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no matter what will come tomorrow, no matter what will happen, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that even those things that are coming, they cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are secure and safe. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. They're showing us how secure we are. Let's look at Paul himself, who was writing this. In Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23, he was now given a testimony. He said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more. Abundant in stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In death, often. So Paul, who said nothing can separate us, is now giving us his testimony, how he was in prison, how he labored. He said, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes. He was beaten. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. So there were also even a message, false brethren in the message. Praise the Lord. There were people, Jude was talking about those. He says, certain men have crept in on our ways that have come in to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. So Paul was having a lot of challenges. He was having a lot of trials. He was going through difficulties. He said, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. One time you have to tell one of the brothers, I left my coat somewhere. This great apostle only had one winter coat. Please bring it to me. Please send it back through our brother. He said, I must need glory. I will glory in the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escape his hands. Amen. Brother Branham said, he said, here Paul was showing his credentials.
He said, I have so many marks on my body that was put there. I've been in peril upon the sea. I'm reading the prophet. I've been in peril among false brethren, quoting the same scripture we just read. All these different things he showed as marks, his credentials before God, that he suffered for the cause that Christ died for. God, help us to have that type of credential today, the prophet is praying. Can we say amen? See, that is why whether we have money, whether we can pay our bills or not, whether things are hard, whether we have challenges, that will not stop a believer from coming to church. The challenges that we face cannot hinder us from serving God, because there is something in us that motivates us. It doesn't even matter whether two or three are here. Whether we are two or three, we still worship God anyhow. Because he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So whenever we come here, we must be excited. Whenever we come here, we should worship him. We should glorify him, because we have an assurance by the word of God that he is here. He is a high priest, amen. He comes amongst us. He comes to meet your need. He comes to answer your prayer. He comes to speak to you. He comes to encourage you, hallelujah. To show you that he is with you always, amen. Hallelujah. Even when you don't feel him, he's still near. Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We are not moving by our feelings. Praise the name of the Lord. Or what we see or what we don't see, but we believe the word of God. Because he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. Do you love the Lord? He said, I'm with you always, even unto the end. So since he's a high priest, he's watching over you. When you wake up in the morning, he watches over your life. He will make sure that the bride will make it. Can we say amen? We've gone through many trials, many dangers, many discouragements, ups and downs. Hallelujah. Problems in the family, problems in the church. But there's something in us that is still driving us. Yes, that anchor holds. Hallelujah. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Amen and amen. Nothing can separate a believer from God. No, nothing. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Aren't you glad he knows you? I know them, and they follow me. We are not following a man, but we are following Jesus. Can we say amen? They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Do you believe the words of Jesus? You will never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. God is greater than your problem. God is greater than the devil. Many times when I go in prayers, I always tell the devil, remind me, say, Satan, you are a creature of God. Hallelujah. Your Father owns everything. Jesus was saying, the Father that gave them to me is greater than them all. Is greater than all, I mean. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, in St. John 18, he said, Jesus answered, I've told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let this go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them which thou gavest me, I have lost none. Not one will be lost. Not one of his children. It is impossible for Satan to defeat you. It's impossible for the devil to defeat you. Amen. Look at the children of God through the scriptures. Look at Daniel in lion's den. It seems as if he was defeated. He was praying. It's as if God was not around. As if God was not hearing his prayer. But the final moment, he came into the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The purpose of God, Brother Branham said, will never be defeated. Hallelujah. For your life. Now, he said, the greatest thing that I find against the church tonight is fear. Everybody's scared to death about something. What are you scared about? He asks. If a man is born again, he should be happy, carefree. Just like these fellows singing up here, the brothers testifying back there, just free. Nothing can harm you. Nothing present, nothing future, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. God has promised. The prophet of God said, nothing can harm you. Amen. Look, there is nothing the devil can do to you except it takes permission from God. In the case of Job, he went to God and said, you know, because Job was hedged. There was a hedge around Job. There was no way the enemy could penetrate Job. God have to give him permission. So everything that happens to us, good or bad, that is why the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. May God help us. Nothing can harm you. He said, you are safe. Nothing can bother you anymore. You are in the rock. It is not whether you hold now, it is whether the rock holds. The rock is done held. Then you are safe. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can come to you unless God permits it. Nothing can come to you unless God permits it. And if along the road something is done, testing and trying, your trial is child training as you go along, remember. His angels will bear you up. Angels to comfort you. Angels to give you faith. Angels to move you along. God has got a host of angels all up and down that ladder. So we see here that Brother Branham is saying that angels are there to bear you. Angels are there to keep you. Angels are there to encourage you. Sometimes you feel their presence. Our eyes could be withholding from seeing them. Even as we are here, angels of God are here. The prophet of God said, when you get in the car, he said, the angel of the Lord is sitting there with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus is the high priest over his own house. He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. Brother Branham said, now, he is the high priest of my confession. But you have to confess. Yes. Then he intercedes. The Bible says we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes, you, when you are feeling sick, you have to confess that by his stripes I am healed. Can we say amen? Amen? You take the word of God. As you are confessing the word, he is the high priest of your confession. Because he is the high priest over his own house. He said, I will supply your need according to his riches in glory. So God is going to meet your needs. God will make a way. We have all of these promises in the Bible. The promises in the message. All you need to do is to take a promise from the scripture and say, Lord, you promised me your word. It is written in your word. And begin to confess the word. Brother Branham said that your body will obey your confession. Praise the Lord. Your body will obey your confession. He is the high priest of our confession. Now he said, when the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you, remember God will make your body obey, come into your confession. If you say you are a drunkard and want a drink, don't you worry, you'll soon be one. If you say you are a sinner and want to sin, you'll go right into it. If you say you are a Christian and believe it all along, your testimony will bring you right into it. So you don't have to look at how you feel or your present condition. Just keep confessing the word of God.
Can we say amen? I am healed. I am saved. I will make the rapture. The devil will come to your mind because you have access to the mind. But you need to deny him. Hallelujah. Bringing down every stronghold of the enemy, casting down every imagination and every high, every thought that tried to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. We have the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. All you need to do is to confess. Christ is waiting for your confession. And when you confess, he goes to work. That is why Brother Branham said, never have a negative confession. Always be positive. Now, it's a difficult thing when we fall into situations sometimes, you know. But if we take God at his word, yes. What? Listen here. Let me read this. This word, Rain, I'll soon close. He said, if you notice, when you are discouraged, that is when the devil can really pour it on you. That is when he gets you. If you come to Chosen, well, I don't know. I don't know whether I will ever get any better or not. Have been prayed for twice. Oh my. You might as well go home. That's all. But when you cast that aside, God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't never be upset. That's a strong one. We need the grace of God. But this is a prophet. I'm guilty. I get upset sometimes, many times. But he said, don't never get upset. Just walk in his love. Knowing that you are walking in him and nothing can harm you. There is nothing can harm you. There is neither powers, things present. Can we say amen? Whatever your present situation is, the devil may be roaring. The devil might tell you, oh, this will happen to you. Oh, your business will go down. Tell him you're a liar, devil. Hallelujah. The Bible says the seed of Abraham shall possess the gate of their enemy. We are children of God. We are children of the promise. Jesus is waiting for us just to confess. Hallelujah. When things go bad, amen. Amen. When things go wrong, he said they are right. Look at Brother Branham when he was sick. Yes. And they asked him, how are you feeling, Bill? He said, I'm okay. I'm healed. He was confessing. And as he kept confessing the word, his body obeyed his confession. He was healed by the Lord. There is nothing can harm you. There is neither powers present, things in the future. Nothing can separate us from him. We are in him and we never come in by our own will. Amen. You didn't come here by your own will. He, by choice, elected us and brought us into him. Amen. So it is his business to take care of what he took himself. No man can pluck them from my Father's hands, because he's the greatest of all them. Amen. It's the Father who takes care of it. You cannot take care of yourself. Can you? No. It's God that takes care of you. Amen. You can't protect yourself. Because if the grace of God is off of your life, living from church, going home, you can get involved in an accident. It's just his grace. It's not our smartness. No, it is the grace of God. So here he said, it is the Father who takes care of it. Who's got any more power than God? So what kind of a power have you got over you to take care of you? The whole powers that created the universe, amen, that took the solar system, blew it like that. Every star went into its place. Sure. He watches over you. That's the kind of Father we have. So when we have a revelation of who our Father is, then we will relax. We commit our lives to him. No matter what happens, no matter what the devil does, we know that our Father is in charge of everything. And I want to show you tonight that God is watching over your life. Because he is the high priest of his own house. And we are the temple of God. We are the church of the living God. Can we say amen? He's protecting his church. He watches over you as you go. He watches over you as you come. He watches over you as you are driving. He watches over you when you are sitting in your office. He sees everything. Hallelujah. Nothing can harm you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You can live in a worse neighborhood. There is a power that is protecting you. You love the Lord? Look at Elijah. Elisha. When the Syrian army came to arrest him, Jesse never knew there was an invisible world around him. So, look at what is happening. We are surrounded. Elijah said, he prayed, he said, Lord, open his eyes. Many times, if our eyes are open to see his presence around us, hallelujah. I was just in Africa, I was ministering there in a church. And after the service, there was such an anointing, the grace of God was with us. And after the service, one of the brothers came to me and said, hey, when you were preaching, he said, I saw three angels were standing by you. It shouldn't be strange to us. The angels of God encamp around them that fear the Lord. There is a power around our life. There is a God that watches over you. Satan will want to put fear in your mind. You will die of cancer. You will not die of cancer. You will die of diabetes. You will never die of diabetes because you are a son of God. There is an high priest.
Can we say amen? Amen. There's an high priest that watches over you.
All of those things just comes our way to train us. To bring us to where God wants us to be. I trust that these few words will be an encouragement tonight. To know that Christ is the priest over his own house. Can we say amen? He watches over you as you come and you go out. Sometimes you allow things to come your way to see how much you love him. Sometimes you allow you to go sick so that he will reveal himself as a healer. Sometimes he wants to become Jehovah Jireh to you. What does he do? He withholds things back from you so that you can look up to him. I will never leave you. He will always make a way. And God is interested in everything that you do. He said, I know. He sees where you go. He sees your challenges. He sees your problems. Satan is just a bluff. Barabbas said the devil is a bluff. You love him? Amen. The God that created the heavens and the earth is your father. Amen. He said that power that said, let there be light. Let there be stars. Let there be earth. Let there be seed. Let there be, it is that power that is watching over your life. May the name of the Lord be praised. May God help us tonight. I trust that these few words will be a comfort in our heart. Yes, we may go through trials, we may go through ups and downs, challenges, but God will take us through. God has made a way already where there seemed to be no way. You love him tonight? May God bless you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Before we pray, let's sing this song. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, oh my sister and my brother. He's everything to sing it prayerfully from your heart now. It's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister and my brother. He's
Everything to me. Let's take a moment and thank God. He's the high priest. He's the high priest over the assembly, over his house. He's the one that owns the church, and now he's interceding for his own church. Whatever your need is tonight, say, Lord, help me. Lord, I confess. Lord, I claim. Lord, I possess. Lord, I deny everything that the enemy tried to bring my way. I confess your word. I believe your word. You are my shield and exceeding great reward. Shall we go before the Lord in prayer? Let's all talk to him in a moment. Lord Jesus, we are very grateful and thankful unto you, our lovely King, the eternal Father, our all in all. We bless your name tonight, dear Lord God, for these few words, oh God, of encouragement, Lord, the word of the Lord that has come to encourage your people tonight to know that you are the high priest of your own house. Aaron, oh God, was employed, hallelujah, by you to watch over Israel, God's people. But now in the New Testament, you came as a priest yourself, the high priest, interceding for our behalf, Lord, on our behalf. Lord God, making a way, showing us the path, healing, Lord God, waiting for us to confess. That is why tonight we are confessing, Lord, calling upon you, asking that you help each and every one of us, Lord, to believe your word, to confess the word for healing, for salvation. Lord, whatever the need may be, help us to confess, help us to hold on, help us not to get discouraged, dear Lord. Help us to know, no matter how dark, Lord, how, Lord, many challenges, Lord, we may go through, that you are the high priest, you are our shield, you are protection. We want to thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's stand as we sing that song.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father. Oh, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything, oh yeah, he's everything, amen, he's everything to me, oh, he's everything, amen, he's everything to me, he's my father, oh, my mother, my and my brother, he's everything to me. Hallelujah, he's everything, amen, he's everything, he's everything, amen, he's everything to me, oh, he's my father, oh, my mother, my sister, and my brother, he's everything to me. When the devil come to you tomorrow or the day after and bring condemnation, remind him, Satan, I have an high priest. Amen. Jesus is my high priest. Amen. Amen. When he tells you that you've sinned, say, no, the prophet said, I never did it. I'm free. I'm justified. How many are justified? Amen. We are justified. Hallelujah. Amen. We never even did it in the first place. We didn't do it. It was him, the devil. Right. Hallelujah. Amen.
He's
everything.
God bless you, Brother Mike.
He's everything. He's everything to me. Oh, he's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything.